Precious Lord, please help us to yield to your delightful presence and worship, because I know it's your heart to twirl your bride on the dance floor and bring her great joy as well. We need these times of refreshing. Please give us the grace to share that with you. Well, my dear ones, these past few weeks have certainly had their challenges. Today I was red hot on the trail of work, work, work. And Ezekiel, my husband, told me, "Honey, Jesus wants to dance with you." So I went into worship with the full intention of being there for him. But I was distracted and distracted and distracted again until it was only a few hours before bedtime and I hadn't worked on music or my voice all day. I felt so discouraged. I missed you again, Lord. The distractions were for the channel, but being with him is the very foundation of all that proceeds from this channel. And I let myself be duped. Well, during worship, which was on shuffle, Jesus chose some very romantic and tender songs to play. And of course I cried because I was not worthy of that at all. He looked into my eyes and said, "I forgive you. We will do better tomorrow." And then he swept me away in a beautiful melody that drew worship out of my heart and into his. And I want to mention that some people don't like it when I talk about this, but when I stepped onto the dance floor, I had a ballroom dress made of this beautiful, silvery, twinkly fabric, and it was just exquisite. And he does this. He dresses us for these occasions. We don't even have to think about it. All we have to do is say yes, and we're dressed for it. Now, I won't tell you how my husband manages to work that one out, but he does. He sees his soul as the Lord's bride, as Jesus' bride. And he's a man's man. He's not at all going off in that direction. I mean, hunting, fishing, you know, good old boys, the whole thing. But somehow, spiritually, the Lord transforms him. Well, the Lord is in a place right now where he wants to be with his bride again, holding her tenderly and chastely in his arms and dancing to worship music. Terry McAlmon and Carrie Job also have a very anointed worship music list, and Terry's music to me is more like what heavenly worship would be like or is like. And Carrie has songs like that as well, just take you soaring into heavenly courts. But she also has very intimate songs as well. It just brings tears to your eyes because they so beautifully express that tender love the Lord has for us. Jesus, I know the love of your life, your bride, is on your heart tonight. Please console her. Jesus began, "My precious, precious brides, how I have missed our trysting times together. I long to hold you once again in my arms and twirl around the heavenly dance floors with you. Do you know that my angels build these dance floors on the clouds and hold them up just for the privilege to see me so completely happy, holding my bride? Oh, how happy and edified they are to see the joy I derive from you, my brides. Please prepare your hearts to be in this secret place with me, dancing and worshiping to our heart's content. Prepare your hearts for a romantic break, away from the necessities and grueling wars you've been through of late. Much has been secured on the basis of your sacrifices and those of my brides around the world. They have cried out to me with tears for intervention, and my Father has heard their cries, joined to yours, as you lift up the world and prepare it for revival. Lord, some have complained to me that you said there would be no revival before the rapture, I think about 2 years ago. And I tried to explain to them that that was contingent on the timing of the rapture. But maybe you can explain it better than I can. Jesus answered me, "That is correct. I did say that, because I was not expecting the level of repentance that Americans have embraced. And I also did not expect the rapture to be delayed." Claire, So much came to a head during those months, and the hearts of many waxed cold. But they responded to grace, and not only has my Father postponed it, but revival shall come as well. Jesus, there are some that say they already knew this before you gave us more mercy and more time, and the delay was extended, and I don't understand why we were kept in the dark. Would you really like to know, Claire? Would you really like to know? Is it going to hurt? No, not at all. I have called you to be the warriors of my heart, warriors and companions. I have called you to share the tragic and tenuous movements of the world and its effect on my heart. I have called you to respond to my tears and keep me company as I deal with the agonies of child trafficking, materialism that buries my birth beneath piles of rubbish every Christmas, the malls that are full on Sundays and the churches that are empty. I have called you to share in my most intimate feelings for my creation. Some of my prophets see from afar and are not privy to the struggles I endure day after day, the very close calls. And I'm looking for those who will keep my aching heart company. And may I remind you that many prophets were also saying there would be no more time for revival, because they too shared in my agonies. However, others have a certain sense that mercy will triumph, and we will make it through these years long enough to see one last great move of glory on this earth. And that is also correct. But it is not won just by knowing. Rather, it is gutted out by those who hear my heart's cry and see how tortuously close we have come to that final day. We have come very, very close. Closer than any of you imagine. Were it not for my Father's intervention, none of you would be here now. So very tragically close. And it is those times when you have fasted, prayed, and cried out for mercy that have had their effect. My love, each part of the body has their own specific tasks, and heart dwellers are subject to the ups and downs and stabbing pains I must endure from humanity's ingratitude. Not only does every Christian fit into my body differently, but my prophets as well. Each has their assignments. Each is made privy to new revelation appropriate to their station on the wall. But the prophets of my heart go through a thousand deaths as they perceive the torment I endure daily. They see the deep darkness of despair around the earth and how I react to it, how I call out for prayers to counteract the odor of dying souls. And their prayers many times turn the clock back. Do not allow man's opinion to deter you in your calling. You know what I have told you. You know what you and other heart dwellers have seen and felt in my presence. This is your station, in my heart, to cry out and intercede for the most desperate cases. You have held me when I cried. You have kept watch when you felt the destitution of my soul, when I must respond to those who lie beneath the rubble after earthquakes, and those who have lost everything in these vicious hurricanes, and those who still wait at the borders of countries and have nowhere to go to begin to start life over. And the list of torments I go through daily is beyond any human to comprehend. But you, my faithful brides, have kept me company in my most desolate hours, and now I wish to visit you with the consolation of my presence and tender love for you. You have accompanied me through so many torments, and I wish to give you a reprieve and delight for your souls. So do not be afraid to accept the invitation to dance with me. It is my way of delighting in you for all you have forsaken for me. There has to be time to regroup, to find the innocent pleasures of companionship with your God. to receive and renew your hearts, preparing you for new assignments and challenges, joyful ones, creative ones, things your heart longs for, but have been kept from doing for so long. These truly are the days of releasing dreams and provision to succeed. You will never be totally free of the enemy nipping at your heels. However, as you have matured, you have learned many things about putting a stop to them as well. That is why I am so pleased with you and long to take you in my arms and swirl you around the floor in beautiful ballrooms created just for our pleasure. I understand well your struggles with distractions. You are beset by armies of little demons that pursue you with all they have to drive you away from your goal. You must be smarter, stronger, and more obedient, my beloved ones, to defeat these disgusting creatures. As you well know, they will use your own natures against you to steal days of time away from your missions. You mustn't allow this, my precious ones. And as I dance with you, I impart the wisdom and strength to be more disciplined and overcome these. As you fall more deeply in love with me, you lose more and more of your self-will, which is exactly what the demons use to derail you. You long more and more to fulfill my desires for you this day. And you will triumph over these creatures by your love for me. So this is a season of releasing precious spiritual graces and long lingering drinks of living waters from my heart of joy as we dwell together. Do not, as is the tendency, be thinking the more work you get done, the better. No, be thinking the more you can console and walk with me, the more you can dry my tears and pray for those who are still in bondage to their possessions, to the legalisms of those who have turned my church into a courtroom and a social club, rather than a place of thanksgiving, celebration, and worship in spirit and in truth. The more you can do that, the happier I will be. That is not to say that you abandon the missions you've received from me. Of course not. Continue on in those. But please do not have the mentality of a production line. Rather be my bride and my wife, and your obedience will accomplish both things simultaneously. So when I come to dance with you, let this be your spiritual worship, and allow me to take you to new heights of perception of my holy being, as well as elevating you, my brides, for your selfless service, which has brought me endless times of joy. For not only do I derive pleasure from these, but as I gaze upon you while we are dancing, the fragrance of your fidelity overpowers the woes of the day and brings me such comfort. Stay close, my bride. Cling to me and bring me the joy of your loving presence.